Welcome to the Braving the Waves podcast, stories of unsinkable resilience and resolving stigma. I'm your host, Michaela, and I am so excited to welcome you to season two. Each week, we will explore anonymous stories and poems, and sometimes you'll hear my voice, other times you'll hear others and their contributions. You'll leave with a refreshing take on storytelling that takes a deeper dive into a specific moment or experience. My hope is that it will encourage you to venture deeper into and perhaps share your own story, which you will now be welcome to do through our submission form. Thank you so much for listening. That's a step in and of itself. And I so hope you enjoy this week's episode. Hey everyone, I hope that you're doing as well as you can be today and this week. And our poem episode today is a special birthday edition for Unsinkable's 5th anniversary, which is so hard to believe. And it's been an incredible 5 years, and I hope that this poem is an adequate celebration of all of the wonderful work that Unsinkable has done. And I also want to thank our podcast guests from season one for lending their voices and words to various segments of this poem. And you can re-listen to their episodes if you scroll a little ways back to season one. They're gems, so definitely check them out. And I will read the poem for you now. This poem's called Happy Birthday Unsinkable, of course. Close those eyes, it's safe, and my voice will guide us through our story. Where there have been traditional mental health resources and innovative psychosocial support models, there didn't used to be a bridge. There still isn't, at least not one of steel, concrete, stone, asphalt, iron, timber, aluminum, or rope. The type of bridge needed wasn't one to be constructed, but one to be believed into being. First, to be imagined, it had to be seen. And one day, in 2019, nearly a lifetime away, it seems, a champion of more than the Olympics said, "What if I begin building? Again, not with carbon fiber or wood, boats or oars, but with the stories that soaked them with salty sea, sweat, and tears. Can you smell it? Can you taste it? Do you see yourself with all of us? Where we've been vessels and where we've been voices? You're lying down atop a blanket bridge of bodies, flexing and rippling, usually invisible, and floating aloft these waves of time. The weave has been crafted of learning that we need meaning and we need to matter.
Commitment is the life-fueling power.
We can turn pain into passion and purpose, pushing forward even though it's hard.
We're still learning to live with clinical pain.
But believing wholeheartedly
that the outside never captures what shines within.
There is
comfort, resilience, love, growth, learning, and sadness.
As we persevere through the toughest of times.
Even as seemingly regular people who can struggle too. There is peace, courage, pride, independence, support, and dreaming.
When acceptance allows us to move forward.
And
peace our lives together many ways.
You see, we've read the book, and we come out on top of swelling water. And it's not at all shocking that extra sundry weight would keep us more surely afloat, because we've braided this woven raft of 4.1 million people, strong and vast, limbs linked, lying on our backs, and having practiced our breathing in sync, above the waves we float, steer, expand, always and always. 250 storytellers, 40 community champions, and 100 youth mentees across Canada stitch the nooks, corners, and crannies like a net to gather diverse personal stories. 50 mental health advocacy projects and 150 speaking opportunities, all to help others discover they are not alone and recovery is possible. So rest now. Hum our gentle song, Happy Birthday, Unsinkable. And when you feel ready, come along. Slip across the sea surface, locking fingers in tune, because together, there's nothing that we can't do. Okay. And to end, or wrap up this episode and pick up where the poem leaves off, I want to share a little bit more about Unsinkable's commitment and programs and various ways that you can get involved and celebrate and be a part of the wonderful mission that is outlined, I hope well, in the poem. And so, briefly, Unsinkable is a mental health charity that was founded by Olympic champion and mental health advocate Silken Laumann. And all Unsinkable programs mentioned below that I'll share a little bit more about are digital first and designed for accessibility. And the approach very much complements traditional healthcare and public health resources, and everything that we've created and worked on has been validated by mental health experts, which is wonderful and hopefully reassuring. And if you would like to read a little bit more about the strategy plan for 2024 through to 2027, you can read that on our website and also learn a little bit more about the impact report from 2022 and 2023. And a few of our programs I can outline a little bit to share a bit more. And first, our community champions are the leaders, really, of our mental health movement and work towards educating, connecting, and empowering people. And they've shown this tremendous commitment in the field of mental health advocacy. And Unsinkable supports champs in accomplishing their mental well-being goals as ambassadors, really, of the Unsinkable community. And kind of really to complement and work with the community champions, we have the Unsinkable Youth Program, which is designed to support and develop diverse groups of youth into becoming agents of change. And in many ways, they already are coming in, and we help them harness the power of their own mental health stories and experiences. And Unsinkable Youth meet in a virtual or in-person space to share experiences, gain inspiration, and take wonderful steps towards mental well-being. And of course, the core at Unsinkable is our storytelling, and our mission there is to amplify voices and cultivate a healthy narrative. And we believe that through the power of storytelling, we can strive to empower individuals to share their stories, experiences, break down barriers, inspire others. And we know and understand that everybody has a very unique story to tell. And our goal really is to foster this culture of acceptance and support, where individuals can find solace and strength in the stories of others. And these stories highlight the transformational capacity to shift our thinking, cultivate community, and encourage people to access supports. And finally, Unsinkable at Work, which is relatively new, is a signature program at Unsyncable where we collaborate with organizations to promote mental awareness, wellness among their teams. And this really connects well with partnerships and our kind of active partnering with organizations, businesses, and individuals who really share a commitment to mental health advocacy. So we are always open to further partnerships if you want to reach out. That will enable everybody to expand our reach, access additional resources, and create more impactful initiatives. And there's a bit more information on our website if you're interested. And of course, resources and supports. Our website is wearunsyncable.com. And I encourage you to visit there and check out everything that's available. There's a wealth of information, including mental health support, educational materials, other resources. We post a lot of these types of things on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, are always sharing. And whether you're looking for guidance or inspiration or more practical tools, Unsyncable is here to help you navigate your mental health journey in many, many different ways. And finally, to connect really with the ending of the poem, we have a couple of calls to action. And first, getting involved. There are so many different ways you can, whether it's volunteering your time, participating in fundraising events, sharing your story, joining our advocacy efforts. Your voice, involvement, and story can create positive change no matter who you are. And together we can build a more resilient and supportive community for everyone. So all of this kind of connects to getting involved in whatever way you would like. And part of that can be spreading awareness, whether that's sharing Unsyncable's message with your friends, family, and social networks, raising awareness about mental health issues and some of our efforts. And you really can help us break down the stigma and encourage others to seek support as well. And finally, if you are able, have the capacity and resources, every donation, no matter the size, helps Unsyncable continue its impactful work. And we encourage everybody, individuals and organizations, to partner with us if you'd like in our journey and impact our community. Your generosity can directly support programs and initiatives that empower people facing mental health challenges, as well as make a difference in creating a brighter future for everybody. And with that, I want to thank you for listening, for engaging with everything I've just shared, for listening to the poem, for celebrating, for being a part of that raft. And like the poem says, soak it in, rest. This is a community here to support, really. And when you're ready to take action and jump in with us and become a part of the community of that raft that stays afloat no matter how big it gets, then we're always here and we're ready and we're grateful. And I hope that your week ahead is as good as it can be. And I will chat with you all next week. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Take care and happy birthday, Unsyncable. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Braving the Waves podcast. You can find more information about this week's content, resources, and related links in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love it if you subscribed, shared, or left a review and followed us on socials. And lastly, don't ever forget that you are Unsyncable. Just being here, listening, helps you swim and keep your boat afloat. Thanks, everyone. Take care.